It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June the 24th of 2006. It's the A's and the Giants. Interleague play here, the Bay Bridge Series. It's a Saturday game of a three-game series. On Friday night, the Giants lost 4-3 to the A's. And on Sunday, they lose 10-4. So this is the middle game. It's a Saturday. 42,866 at AT&T Park. And on the hill for the Giants, Jamie Wright. And for the A's, Dan Haran.
You know, at that time, Marty, I think the Bay Bridge series was still pretty much a novelty. And they packed him in there for that series, you know, both sites, whenever they played, at the Coliseum and at AT&T Park. If you look back at the series record, they were pretty evenly matched, but it always seemed like the A's whipped up on the Giants. I think the memories of that 89 World Series, of course, where the A's swept the Giants, you know, still lingered in people's minds. And of all things, exhibition season, Cactus League games, where the A's always seemed to thrash the Giants, go into these Giants-A's games feeling as if the Giants were at some sort of disadvantage.
Well, Sandy Alderson always liked to beat the Giants, and this goes back to the late 80s. This is a Saturday. Here are the lineups for this one. Mark Kotze, Nick Swisher, Eric Chavez, Bobby Crosby, Bobby Kelty, Dan Johnson, Jason Kendall, Marcus Scudero as an athletic, and Dan Haran on the hill. For the Giants, Randy Wynn, who told me he could never hit Dan Haran, Omar Vizquel, Mark Sweeney, Barry Bonds, Ray Durham, Steve Finley, Pedro Feliz, Todd Green is the catcher, and the pitcher is Jamie Wright. And this tells you a little bit about the 2006 team. All right, this is how this one goes. It's a very interesting game. In the A's first, Mark Kotze gets a double, and Bobby Crosby then gets a base hit, and the A's get on the board 1-0. The Giants first, they come back. Randy Wynn, as he said, never hit Haran very well, flies out to left. Vizquel flies out to right. Sweeney gets a walk, and Barry Bonds knocks one out. Not unusual. Home run number 11 on the year for him.
Here's the 3-0. Bonds hits one high. Hits it to center field and deep. On the move is Kotze. Out of here. 719 for Barry Bonds, and it's 2-1 Giants.
Well, we go to the A's third with two out now. Jamie Wright still on the hill. Swisher gets a hit, and then he loses his control. He walks Chavez, Crosby, and Kelty to force in a run. It's 2-2. Johnson then gets a double, and now the A's are up by a 4-2 score. Let's go to the sixth. The A's sixth. Johnson gets a walk. Jason Kendall gets a base hit. Scudero a double to make it 5-2. And Mark Kotze a two-run single to make it 7-2. So things don't look too good for the home nine here.
You mentioned, Marty, all these lineups. This is fascinating to hear you talk about these names. Marco Scudero, what, batting ninth for the A's? That just shows you how strong a lineup they had. It's fun how the years played out. You look back and in retrospect and you see how things went from there. So this is a really interesting stopping point in time. This is just a baseball relic, even though it's only about, what, a 12-year-old game.
Well, you know, Chris brings up a good point. You know, going into this game, the Dodgers and Padres are kind of at the top of the National League West. It's only game 74 in the season, and the Giants are trying to get to 500 in this one. All right, they're down 7-2. Not looking good for the Giants at this point. In the Giants' six, Steve Finley a base hit. Pedro Feliz a double, makes it 2nd and 3rd. And Todd Green, the catcher, former Angel, I remember him, a good hitting power guy, gets a base hit, makes it 7-4. Go to the Giants' seventh. Vizquel gets a base hit. Sweeney strikes out, and Bonds gets a double. Now it's 7-5. That's 3 RBIs for Bonds on the day. And Ray Durham and Finley strike out. So now it's 7-5. Now we go to the Giants' ninth. And Todd Worrell retires the A's easily in the top of the ninth. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth, and Houston Street, the closer, is in for the A's.
If you're a Giants fan or you're not expecting much, if you're an A's fan, you're probably starting to celebrate. Houston Street was one of the best closers in the league and really in the majors at that time. So always liked watching him throw. He had that crisp delivery and hard stuff, firm stuff just about every time out. Once in a while, he could be, though, susceptible to the long ball, which does plague even the best relievers. And that's portended something here on this afternoon.
Well, the Giants' bullpen has kept the Giants in the game. As I said, Jamie Wright started it. Correa came in, then Steve Kline and Todd Worrell. And the pen goes 3 2/3 innings in this game, and that's what you have to do to keep it close. One hit, no runs, two walks, and no strikeouts. But they give the Giants a chance now in the bottom of the ninth. So 42,866 expecting maybe a little magic at AT&T Park. Houston Street on the hill. Mark Sweeney gets a base hit to center field, and they walk Barry Bonds. Not unusual. They walk him. Ray Durham then comes up, and Chris, Ray Durham and John Miller told me this many times. This guy had power, and Ray Durham gets into one from Houston Street. As many of the players I've talked to about this game said, over the Levi's landing sign, and Ray Durham knocks it out, a three-run shot.
And the pitch to Durham. And Durham, it's a drive to right. Hit a ton. Looking up, it is out of here, and this one is over. A walk-off home run for Ray Durham. First throw in the arcade, and listen to this crowd.
And the Giants go up 8-7 and walk off and win the game before 42,866. An amazing end. Bottom of the ninth, down 7-5, two on, none out, and Durham hits a home run to win the game. It's home run number 7 on the year for Ray Durham.
Ray got criticized sometimes for his defense, but there wasn't a whole lot wrong with his offensive game. He could get you a base hit occasionally. Before he came to the Giants, mainly he could steal bases, but he still had some mobility, and he certainly had the power. Clutch situations did not scare him, and this was another instance of that.
Well, Bonds ends up with 3 RBIs, Durham 3 RBIs, and Todd Green had the other 2, so those are the 8 runs for the Giants. As I said, after this day, the Dodgers and Padres were tied at 39-35. The Giants climb up to 500, 37-37. They are 2 back. 7-9-0 for the A's, 8-12-2 for the Giants. As 2006 played out, the Padres and Dodgers stayed tied, and actually both ended up 88-74 in the West. The Giants ended up 76-85, about 11 games off the pace. And for Philippe Alou, not a great ending for him.
That was one of those years that the Giants had to kind of muddle through, those 4 sub-500 years before their first San Francisco era, I should say, World Series championship. But it's mostly a veteran lineup, so you can't really say it was a building block to the World Series years. But still, over the course of a long season, even the fans of downtrodden teams have their bright days, and this was one of them for the Giants.
Yeah, this was a great game. It really is one of the great games in Giants franchise history. Three-run shot. The Giants were down 7-2 in this game. Three-run shot in the bottom of the ninth by Ray Durham, wins it 8-7 for the Giants. This is Marty Lurie. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.